Sheni, the pasuk now tells us the total number of each and every shevet. Vayu v'nei Ruvain, and these were the children of Ruvain, b'chor Yisrael, the firstborn of Yaakov. Toldosam, their offspring, l'mishpachosam, according to their families, as we explained earlier, that each and every family traced its way to a shevet. This way, they would be able to know the total number of each shevet. L'veis avosam, to their father's house, as Rashi explained earlier, that if the father was from one shevet and the mother from another, we go after the shevet of the father. B'mitzbar shemois, as the Rabban explained earlier, this means that each person said his name as he gave a machsa shekel. L'gugulaisam, with a beka l'gugulas, each person gave a machsa shekel to be counted. Kol zachar, every male, mi ben esrim shonov amalo, from 20 and up. Kol yoytei tzavo, every person that went to the army. The kudehem, their counted ones, lamate Ruuvein, for Shevet Ruuvein, shisha v'arboim elef v'chamesh meis, 46,500 people. Sefer Shari Aharon brings down from the Imre Noyam that these numbers, these countings, were rounded off figures. For example, by Shevet Ruuvein, 46,500, this number is a rounded off number. And the Torah rounds off the total numbers to the nearest 50. The reason why we are saying 50 is because if you look by God, the total amount was 45,650. Therefore, we say that these are not exact numbers, but rather numbers rounded off to the nearest 50. The Mefarshim ask, why do we find only by Shevet Ruvain the Lashon of Vayiyu? If you look at all the other Shvatim, when they are counted, it says, Livnei Shimon, Livnei God. It should have said over here also, Livnei Ruvain. Why does it say Vayiyu B'nei Ruvain? The Shach answers, because Vayiyu can also be a Lashon of Havaya, a Lashon that means Kiyum, existence. Because we all know the story in Sefer Bereishis, when Rachel died, and Yaakov took his bed out of the tent of Rachel and placed it in the tent of Bilhah, Shifchas Rachel. And this bothered Ruvain immensely. He said, if my mother's sister Rachel was competition for my mother Leah, why should her Shifcha Bilhah also be competition? And therefore, he took Yaakov's bed out of the tent of Bilhah and placed it in the tent of his mother, Leah. Although this might seem like an avera that Ruvain did, the Gemara says, Kol ha'omer Ruvain chata enoy eloy toye. Somebody who says that Ruvain sinned is making a mistake. Therefore, the pasuk says, Vayiyu. By Ruvain, it says, Vayiyu, a lashon of a havaya, a lashon of kiyum. Ruvain still exists. He is still the same tzaddik as he was before that incident. Because Ruvain did not sin, Kol ha'omer Ruvain chata enoy eloy toye. And the pasuk continues, Livnei Shimon, for the sons of Shimon, Toldoisam, their offspring, L'mishpachosam, according to their families, L'veis avoisam, to their father's house. Pekudav, its counted ones. B'mitzbar Shemois, each person had to say his name, L'gulgulosam, and each person gave a machzis ha-shekel. Kol zachar, every male, mi ben esrim shon of amala, from 20 and up. Kol yoytei tzavo, each one that went out to the army. Pekudehem, their counted ones, L'mate Shimon, for Shevet Shimon. Tishav ha-chamishim elef, u'shleish meois, 59,300. The Mefarshim ask, why do we find the word Pekudav only by Shevet Shimon? By all the other Shvatim, the word Pekudav is not mentioned. Rabbeinu Bechaya answers, because the word Pekudav can mean a language of sin, like we find Poiked Avoin Ovois Abonim. Hashem remembers the sin of father to son. So since the word Pekudav can mean sin, it is placed by Shimon, who sinned when he threw Yosef into the bar. Livnei God, for the sons of God, Toldoisam, L'mishpachosam, L'veis Havoisam, B'mispar Shemois, M'ben Esrim Shon of Amalo, Kol Yoytzei Tzava, Pekudehem L'mate God, their numbers, the countings for Shevet God were Chamisha V'arboim Elef, V'sheish Me'ois V'chamishim, 45,650. Over here we see that it's rounded off to the nearest 50. If you notice, by Ruvain and Shimon, the words L'gulgulosam Kol Zachar are mentioned. But from God and on, we do not find the words L'gulgulosam Kol Zachar. Ibn Ezra says that the Torah sometimes uses a shortened version, a Derech Ksara, and it mentions certain words by the first two and not by the rest of them. Since it already mentioned it by the first two, it does not have to keep on repeating it by all the rest. Va'ayin also in the Shach and in other Mefarshim brought down in the Shari Aharon, who asked this Kasha, why L'gulgulosam Kol Zachar is only mentioned by Shevet Ruvain and Shevet Shimon. It is also interesting to note that over here, the Pasuk says, L'gulgulosam Kol Zachar. However, earlier in the Parsha, in Pasuk Beis, it says in the reverse, called Zachar Legulgalaisam, the Ayin B'mefarshim. As we continue in the countings, we will not translate every word, since we already translated it in the first few. We will just read the words and mention the main points. Levnei Yehuda, for the sons of Yehuda. Toldoisam l'mishpachoisam l'vesavoisam b'mispar shemois miben esrim shon v'mala kol yoytzei tzava. Pikudehem, their counted ones, l'mata Yehuda, arbo v'shivim elef v'sheish meois, 74,600. Yehuda was the biggest shevet, with a total of 74,600. The order of the Shvatim over here is according to the order of the way they camped. Reuben, Shimon, and Gad, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin, Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. But really, Yehuda should have been mentioned first, since he was the main shevet, and he was the one who traveled first, as we will see later on in the parsha. So why does the Torah start with Reuben and not with Yehuda? And the Mefarshim explained it is because the Torah wanted to give kavod to Reuben, who was the Bechor. And this is the reason why in Pasuk Chaf, the Pasuk says, Vayu v'nei Reuben Bechor Yisrael. The Torah stresses that Reuben was the Bechor of Yaakov, and that's why the Torah starts with him. And the Pasuk continues, Levnei Yisachar, for the sons of Yisachar, Toldoisam l'mishpachoisam l'veisavoisam, v'mispar shem mois b'ben eshrim shonav amala, kol yoytzei tzava, pikudehem, their counted ones, l'mata Yisachar, for shevet Yisachar, arbo v'chamishim elef v'arba meois. Yisachar's total was 54,400. Livnei Zevulun, for the sons of Zevulun, Toldoisam l'mishpachoisam l'veisavoisam, v'mispar shem mois b'ben eshrim shonav amala, kol yoytzei tzava. Pikudehem, their counted ones, l'mate zevulun, shiva v'chamishim elef v'arba meos, 57,400. Why did Shevet Yisachar have in round thousands 54,000 and Shevet Zevulun 57,000? I once heard a beautiful pshat from one of the Belzer Rebbes that Shevet Yisachar primarily stressed Torah study, becoming the judges who would make all the legal decisions in Torah matters and teach all the complex laws concerning the fixing of leap years. Shevet Zevulun mainly pursued business and supported the people of Yisachar in exchange for a share in their Torah study. The word dun, judging, has the numerical value of 54. And Yisachar, who was involved in judgment, appropriately had 54,000 members corresponding to the word dun, which is the gematria 54. Zvulun was the zun, the provider of sustenance for Shevet Yisachar. And since the word zun has the gematria of 57, Zayin Nun, Shevet Zvulun numbered 57,000 members. Livnei Yosef, for the sons of Yosef. Livnei Ephraim, for the sons of Ephraim. Toldoisam l'mishpachoisam l'veis havoisam. V'mispar shem mois miben eshrim shonov amala kol yoytzei tzava. Pikudehem, their counted ones l'mate Ephraim for Shevet Ephraim. Arboim elef v'chamesh meos, 40,500. Livnei Menashe, for the sons of Menashe. Toldoisam l'mishpachoisam l'veis havoisam. V'mispar shem mois miben eshrim shonov amala kol yoytzei tzava. Pikudehem, their counted ones, Lamate Menashe for Shevet Menashe, Shnayim Ushloshim Elef Umasayim, 32,200. Menashe was the smallest Shevet that was counted in this counting, 32,200, except for Shevet Levi, which was even smaller, but they were not counted in this counting. We will see later they were counted separately. Balaturim asks, why does the Pasuk say Livnei Yosef, Livnei Ephraim? Why doesn't it say Livnei Yosef Le Ephraim, just like earlier in Pasuk Yud? Balaturim answers, because the order of the way the Yidden camped around the Mishkan was based upon the order, the way the children of Yaakov carried his coffin from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan. And since Yosef was the king then, he was not allowed to carry his father's coffin because of Kavod HaMalchus. And since he did not carry the coffin, therefore he is not mentioned in the camping around the Mishkan over here in this parsha, but rather his children, Ephraim and Menashe, took his place. And it is for this reason that the Pasuk does not say, Livnei Yosef Le Ephraim, because that would sound as if Ephraim was secondary to Yosef. And this is not the case. Yosef was not counted at all among the people that camped around the Mishkan, but rather his children took his place. Therefore, the Pasuk wants to show that Ephraim had a chashivos, and therefore it says, Livnei Ephraim, and also Livnei Menashe. Livnei Vinyamin, for the sons of Binyamin, Toldoisam l'mishpachoisam l'veisavoisam, v'mispar shem mois miben esrim shonav amala kol yoytzei tzava. Pikudehem, their counted ones, l'mate Vinyamin for Shevet Binyamin, Chamisha u'shloishim elef va'arba meyos, 35,400. Livnei Dun, for the sons of Dun. Toldoisam lemishpachoisam leveis havoisam b'mispar shem mois mi ben esrim shonov amala kol yoytei tzavo. Pikudehem, they're counted ones, lemate Dun for shevet Dun. Shnayim v'shishim elef u'shva meyos, 62,700. Shevet Dun was the second largest shevet. After Shevet Yehuda, which had the number 74,600, came Shevet Dun at 62,700. The Chofetz Chaim points out that Shevet Binyamin had 35,400 people, while Shevet Dun had 62,700. Yet Dun only had one son, and Binyamin had 10 sons. And not only was Hushim the only son of Dun, he was also deaf. So we see that from one deaf son produced 62,700 people, and from 10 children, Binyamin only had 35,400 people in his shevet. If at the beginning of Golos Mitzrayim, we had tried to predict which of these two shvatim would be larger a few generations later, clearly the mathematical projection would have been that Shevet Binyamin would be far more populous than Shevet Dun. But this statistical likelihood, of course, never materialized. And the Chofetz Chaim says that we see from here that if Hashem wants a person to have many descendants, he will be benched with many descendants, even though, if through natural factors, it is very unlikely. And also, if Hashem feels that a person should not merit many descendants, then it will not happen, even if he has the best situation on paper. And the pasuk continues, Livnei Asher, for the sons of Asher. Toldoisam lemishpachosam leveis havoisam b'mispar shemois mi ben eshrim shonov amala kol yoytei tzavo. Pikudehem, they're counted ones, lemate Asher. Echad va'arboim elef v'chamesh meois, 41,500. B'nei Naphtali, the sons of Naphtali. Toldoisam lemishpachosam leveis havoisam b'mispar shemois mi ben eshrim shonov amala kol yoytei tzavo. Pikudehem, they're counted ones, lemate Naphtali. Shloisha v'chamishim elef, 53,000, the Arba Meos, and 400. The Mefarshim ask, why do we find by Shevet Naphtali that it says B'nei Naphtali and not Livnei Naphtali, like by all the other Shvatim where it says Livnei? Bal Haturim answers that since in Shevet Naphtali there were more females than males, that is the reason why it says B'nei Naphtali, as if one has to search for the Banim, search for the males among the females. And this is also the case by the counting in Parashas Pinchas, where it says Binei and not Livnei, because over there also there were more females than males. And this was because that counting took place after the Maisa HaMeraglim, where all the males between the age of 20 and 60 died. And since so many males died, the female population was much greater than the male population. And that's why it says over there also Binei. Eile ha-pekudim, these are the countings asher pokad Moshe ve'Aharon u'nisiyei Yisrael, that Moshe, Aharon, and the Nesiyim counted, shneim osor ish, 12 Nesiyim, ish echad leveis havoisav hu, one Nasi per Shevet. Vayiu kol pekudim b'nei Yisrael leveis havoisam, and the total number of the b'nei Yisrael to their father's house, mi ben esrim shana v'mala, from 20 and up till 60, kol yoytei tzavah b'Yisrael, everybody who went to the army of Klal Yisrael, vayiu kol ha-pekudim, and the total number was Sheish Meres Elef Ushloishes Alofim Vachamesh Meres Vachamishim, 603,550. And the Levim to the Shevet of their fathers were not counted among Klal Yisrael. And the Mefarshim ask, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know not to count Shevet Levi together with Klal Yisrael if the Tzivoy to count Shevet Levi separately was first said later on in Pasuk Mem Tes? The Ramban and the Malbum both answer, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not command the Nasi of Shevet Levi to stand together with the other Nasiim by the counting of the Shvatim. And since he did not command the Nasi of that Shevet to stand there, it must be because Shevet Levi was different than the rest of the Shvatim. And therefore, he had a hint that Shevet Levi would not be counted together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, and therefore he waited for Shevet Levi to find out what Hashem would say. Ramban learns that although by this count on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Shevet Levi was not counted, they were counted by the first count mentioned in Parashas Kisisa that took place in the month of Tishrei. He also says that there were people that were counted by the first count and died before the second count. So the obvious question is, how is it possible that by both counts, the number was 603,550? The first count should have been much more, because in the first count they had the Levium, and they also had people who were alive who died before the second count. Ramban therefore says that there were also people that were only 19 years old by the first count and became 20 before the second count. And it was a nes from Hashem that the number of people that were added to the second count equaled the amount of people that were missing because of the people that died and because of Shevet Levi that was not counted in the second count. We mentioned earlier that obviously Rashi does not learn like this, as we see in Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, where Rashi says that it has to come out that the two countings in Tishrei and Iyar will come out to the same number, 603,550. Because anybody who was not 20 years old before Tishrei by the first count would not be counted either by the second count. Because concerning the count, it was all considered in 1 year from Tishrei to Tishrei. And also nobody died between the two countings. Therefore, 603,550 was the number by the first count, and that had to be the number by the second count. Malbim adds on that according to this, we must also say that just like Shevet Levi was not counted in the second count, they were also not counted in the first count. The reason for this being that since this first count took place after the Maisa HaEgel, and by the Maisa HaEgel, Klal Yisrael sinned, and the Bechorim, who used to do the Avodah, were not qualified anymore to do the Avodah. And who was taken in their place? It was the Levium. So the Levium already at that point had a chashivas and importance, and therefore they were counted separately already by the first count in Tishrei. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Aches matei Levi lo sifkoid, but Shevet Levi you shall not count. Bes Roshom, and their heads lo sisha shall not be counted, Besech b'nei Yisrael, together with Klal Yisrael. Sephorna asks, why does it say a double lashon, lo sifkoid and lo sisha? It seems to be repetitive. He answers that the pasuk is telling us two things. First of all, lo sifkoid, do not count Shevet Levi the way you count the rest of Klal Yisrael. The rest of Klal Yisrael were counted from the age of 20 and up, and Shevet Levi will be counted from the age of 1 month and up. And also, lo sisa b'seich b'nei Yisrael, do not count Shevet Levi among the b'nei Yisrael, but rather count them separately. So these are two points. Don't count them the way the rest of the Shvatim are counted, and don't count them together with the rest of the Shvatim. What is the reason why Shevet Levi was counted separately? Rashi offers two reasons. One reason is, kedai hu legyon shel melech liyos nimne levadai. It is worthy for the one who serves the king, who serves Hashem, to be counted separately. And since Shevet Levi were the ones who served Hashem, therefore they had a separate count. Rashi offers a second shot, that since everyone in the counting of the Bnei Yisrael, from 20 to 60, were killed later on because of the Avera of the Meraglim, therefore Hashem did not want Shevet Levi to be included in this count. Since Shevet Levi did not do the Avera of the Egel, nor were they involved in the Avera of the Meraglim, He did not want them to be in this count of the people that were killed, and therefore they were counted separately. Ve'ato hafkeres ha-Levim, and you, Moshe, should appoint the Levim al Mishkan ha-Edus over the Mishkan which housed the Luchos ha-Edus. Va'kol Kelo, and you shall appoint the Levim over all the Mishkan's Kelim, which is referring to, as Ibn Ezra explains, the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbechos. Va'kol ha-Shaloi, and the Levim should be appointed over all that belongs to it, all the Kelim of the Kelim. For example, the Kelim of the Menorah, the tweezers and the shovels, the Kelim of the Mizbeach, which are the Sirim, the pots. Hema Yisuas HaMishkan, the Levim will carry the Mishkan, Belts Kol Kelov, and all its Kelim. The Hem Yishar Suhu, and they will also serve it by being the ones that take care of the gates and being the watchers of the Mishkan. The Saviv LaMishkan Yachanu, and they will camp around the Mishkan. Uvin Tzoyah HaMishkan, and when the Mishkan will travel. Yoridu Oysa HaLevim, the Levim will dismantle the Mishkan. Uvachanoisa Mishkan, and when the Mishkan will come to rest, Yokimu Oysa HaLevim, the Levim will erect the Mishkan. V'azor HaKorev, you must. And a Zor, a Yisrael that will come close to this Avodah, which the Levim are doing, dismantling, erecting, and carrying the Mishkan, a Zor, a Yisrael that will come close to this Avodah, will be Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim. V'chanu b'nei Yisrael, and the b'nei Yisrael will camp. Ish al machaneu, each one according to his camp, which means each one according to his shevet. V'ish al digloi, and each one according to his flag, according to his partition, his division. L'tziv oisam, according to their troops. Which means, for example, if somebody was from Shevet Yehuda, he should camp ish al machaneu, according to his shevet Yehuda. And also ish al digloi, he should stick to his degel, because each shevet was part of a group of three shvatim. For example, Degel Machane Yehuda, the Degel of Yehuda was Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. So the Pasuk is saying, this person from Shevet Yehuda, for example, should stick to his shevet, which is Shevet Yehuda, and also to his Degel. He should stick to the area where Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun camped. V'halevim yachanu savav l'mishkan ha'edus. And the Levim should camp around the Mishkan ha'edus. V'lo yeketev al adas b'nei Yisrael. This will be in order that Hashem should not be angry at Adas B'nai Yisrael if they come too close. This way the Levim will watch that the Yisraelim will not come too close. V'shamru ha-Levim es mishmeres mishkan ha-edus. The Levim will watch the watching of the mishkan ha-edus to keep the Yisraelim away. Ayasu B'nai Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And the B'nai Yisrael did like everything that Hashem told Moshe, staying away from the Mishkan and staying away from the Avodah of the Levim. Kain Osu, so did the Levim do. They also made sure and camped around the Mishkan to keep the Yisraelim away. If we look back for a moment to Pasuk Nun Gimel, we see that the Pasuk says, V'alevim yachanu saviv l'mishkan o'edus. The Levim should camp around the Mishkan. This seems to be repetitious, because earlier in Pasuk Nun, the Pasuk already says, V'saviv l'mishkan yachanu, that the Levim should camp around the Mishkan. Why does the Pasuk have to say it twice? Ibn Ezra explains that the second pasuk is a pirush, an explanation to the first pasuk. The first pasuk says v'saviv la'mishkan yachanu, that the levim should camp around the mishkan. The second pasuk says v'alevim yachanu saviv la'mishkan ha'edus. The reason why the levim should camp around the mishkan is v'loyia ketzef al adas b'nei Yisrael, in order that there should not be anger against the b'nei Yisrael. By the levim camping around the mishkan, they will protect the mishkan that no zar, no Yisrael will come close. And there will not be Ketzef al-Adas b'nei Yisrael. Meshech Chochma offers a different explanation. He says that we know the halacha is that a Balkeri, one who had a seminal emission, is usher to enter the Machne Shechina, and also he is usher to enter the Machne Leviya. So the question arises, how can a Ben Levi have relations with his wife? If he lives in the Machne Leviya and he has Tashmish Amita, he is automatically a Balkeri, and is not allowed to be in the Machne Leviya. Meshech Chochma therefore explains that every Levi had two houses. One house was in the Machne Leviya, very close to the Machne Shechina. There he stayed when he did the Avodah. And a second house in the area between the Machne Leviya and the Machne Yisrael. Because there was an area of the size of 1 mil between the two Machanois. As Rashi says further in Perek Bey's Pasuk Aleph, that the Bnei Yisrael camped Mineged, at a distance of 1 mil away from the Levium. In that area of 1 mil was where the family of the Levium lived, because that area did not have the din of the Machane Leviya, and a Balkeri was mutter to enter there. And this is why the Pasuk says twice that the Levium lived around the Mishkan, because the Pasuk is referring to the two separate houses in the Machane Leviya where the Levium lived. The Ayin B'Sefer Ayelas HaShachar, where Rav Steinman finds it difficult to say that the area of the Machane Leviya was divided into two parts with two separate halachas. Ayin Sham. Zokt Rashi, Posuk Memtes. Aches Matei Levi Lo Sifkoi. Shevet Levi should not be counted together with Klal Yisrael. Kedaihu Ligyon Shel Melech. The servants of the king are worthy, Liyos Nimna Levadai, to be counted separately. Dava Acher, Rashi says another pshat, Tzof HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem saw she'asida lamed gezera al kol hanimnin mi ben esrim shon v'malo. In the future, there will be a decree upon everybody who is counted in this count from 20 and up, she'amusu ba'midbar, that they will die in the midbar, because of the avera of the egel and the meraglim. Omar, Hashem said, al yiu elu b'chlal. I do not want the Levim to be in this count together with the people that died. Lefi she'hem shali, because the Levim are mine. Shleito bo egel, because they did not sin by the avera of the egel. And most mefarshim learn also that they did not sin by the avera of the meraglim, like it is mashma from Rashi in Parshas Devarim Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Gimel. And Rashi continues, V'yato hafkeres alavim. and you should appoint the Levim. What is bothering Rashi is that the word Pekoid up to now in this parsha meant to count. Over here, the word Hafked does not mean to count, but rather to appoint. V'yata Hafked es Alevim, and you shall appoint the Levim. Kitagum Eilak Targum says Mani, to appoint. Loshin Minui Sirara. It means to appoint an authority, al dovesh shumamuna alav, on a thing that one is in charge of. Kemoi v'yafked hamelach pekidim, and the king appointed overseers. So the word hafked means to appoint. Yeridu oisai, the Levim should dismantle the Mishkan. Ketagumai yifrakun, like Targum says, yifrakun, to dismantle. Kishiboy and Lisa bamidbar mimasa lamasa, when they came to travel in the midbar from one stop to another, hayum mefarkin oisai mehakamosai, the Levim would dismantle it from its erect state. V'noisin oisai adamokam ashriyishkan shama onan, and they would carry it until the place where the onan rested. V'yachnu sham, and they would camp there. Umekim an oisai, and then they would erect the Mishkan in that place. V'azor hakorev la'avodosam zu, and a Yisrael that will come close to this avoida of the Levim, you must bidei shamayim, will be put to death bidei shamayim. V'ishal digloi, k'moisha adegolim sidurim b'seif hazeh, just like the degolim, the flags, are arranged in this sefer, shloisha shvatim l'chol degel. Each degel had a grouping of three shvatim. V'lo yiyah ketzef, the Levim should surround the Mishkan in order that there should not be any anger against Klal Yisrael. Im tasakim mitzvoisai, if you will do like my command, lo yiketzef, then there will not be any anger. Vim lav, and if not, sheyikontu zorim b'avoidosam zu, that Yisraelim will come and do this avoida, yiketzef, then there will be anger against Klal Yisrael. Kimo shemotinu b'maisa Korach, like we find by the story of Korach. Ki yotza ketzef, that the anger has gone out against Korach and his Edo. Since Korach wanted to leave his position of being a Levi and become a Kohen, by doing so, he aroused the anger of Hashem. So too over here, if a Yisrael will want to come and do the job of the Levi, he will arouse the Ketzev, the anger of Hashem.